Let's talk about the Grinch. He's best known for his psychological problems.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk.
Definitely some anger and empathy issues there. And he did try to steal Christmas. But NPR science correspondent John Hamilton wanted to understand the Grinch's physical challenge, a heart that was two sizes too small.
So I went to see a guy who specializes in hearts. His name is David Cass. He's a cardiologist at Johns Hopkins University, and he's been thinking about the Grinch.
Tough problem, because heart, at least reputedly, is two sizes too small. We, in fact, don't see this very much.
Cass says there are conditions that effectively reduce the size of the heart, and they're no fun.
You're just going to have that small heart beating twice as fast. So that means you're going to feel your heart racing all the time.
Which could make you grumpy. And it would definitely make it hard to do physical labor. So how did the Grinch shimmy up all those chimneys and carry off every Christmas present in Whoville? I asked Cass if that would have even been possible for someone whose cardiac output was so limited.
No, he would be doing more traditional Grinchy things, just sitting around moping.
Anyway, from a cardiologist's point of view, the story takes an even more remarkable twist.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
Cass says this is possible, sort of.
There are situations where the human heart can fairly rapidly get large.
Like when a valve suddenly ruptures.
But you don't feel good when that happens. This couldn't be Grinch's issue.
So Cass has a different explanation.
He's really a snake. I mean, not just any snake, he's a python.
Specifically a Burmese python. That makes sense, because the heart of a Burmese python is designed to grow rapidly after a big meal. Like, say, a roast beast.
That would do it. His heart would get large, yeah.
But Cass says the big meal hypothesis isn't perfect.
When a snake, like a python, has done that, does he, like, run around lifting sleds and doing No. He looks like all of us after Thanksgiving. You know, we're on the couch. If we can watch TV, that's about it.
So even a big-hearted Grinch probably would not have returned those toys to every family in Whoville. John Hamilton, NPR News.